All right, we've got a great Jerry quote and some football notes coming up here in about 15 minutes. Speaking of that Conference USA basketball tournament, that's what I remember off the pandemic for us here at the Ticket. We were supposed to do our show out there a couple of times. We did one, and I remember they were setting up a lot of hand sanitizer. Things were starting to break, and then our second remote out there got canceled because all hell started breaking loose.
We had the great free throw challenge of 2020.
Yes, that's right.
Out there on the court.
That was our last remote, right?
Yeah.
Our last show on the road.
Yeah.
It's almost the one-year anniversary, and I was thinking about this yesterday. How our lives have changed in the last 12 months, and all the new terminology we've learned, how our lifestyle has changed, how our work environment has changed, and how our future has probably changed. So I just scratched this down on a piece of paper, and if you guys want to add anything after we're done with these categories, something I may have forgotten,
okay,
feel free to. But these are the terms that I came up with that none of us used. For the most part, we may have heard one or two of these, but none of us used until 12 months ago. Novel coronavirus.
I used to use that a lot, actually.
Even with the first few, two or three coronaviruses that we lived through, we never used that term.
No.
Social distancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a new one.
That was brand new to all of us.
I practiced it, but didn't call it that.
This is one that we were probably familiar with and knew what it meant, but we never used it. Community spread.
Yeah. That was always a frightening term to me, too, when I first heard that. No, we have community spread now.
Super spreader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something
I called an ex-girlfriend of mine.
Right. Wow. That's something that's entered our vocabulary that we use when we talk about the virus, but I think we also use it as a punchline. If we want to make fun of somebody, we claim that they're a super spreader.
Right.
The term droplet transmission.
Oh, yeah.
That was a scary one.
Did you guys ever use that term before 12 months ago?
No. Mm-mm.
Contact tracing.
Nope.
I guess I knew it was a thing, but I never really used it or heard it until 12 months ago. This is a big one, and we're hearing it a lot now with the vaccines. Herd immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Again, something you may have heard a couple of times in your life, but you hear now 20 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's something you reach.
Yes.
You always reach herd immunity.
Right. It's your goal.
Mm-hmm.
Up until 12 months ago, did you guys know what PPE stood for?
No.
I don't think so.
Me neither.
No.
I wouldn't have even known where to start guessing.
I bet you our medically involved P1s use that term, right?
Yeah.
Like that's...
Yeah.
But yeah, and the broader
PPE
audience, PPE, frogs.
The term flattening the curve. You may have heard this in a class in school or...
Or a Dukes of Hazzard song.
If you're into economics or... Yeah,
straightening the curve, flattening the hills.
Flattening the curve. Another goal. We all want to flatten the curve, right?
Right.
And rapid testing. I don't know that I'd ever heard about rapid testing.
No. Another word that I know it got used a lot in the business world and with generic business speak. How many times have you heard yourself saying protocol or protocols in the last year?
Yes. That was a word that I may have used twice a year. Before the pandy?
Yeah, rarely used it. We use it every day now.
Yeah. All right, some changes to our lifestyle. We've all been introduced to Zoom. We really never talked about Zoom before the pandy hit.
No.
And now our lives have, and workplace lives have continued forward because of Zoom.
Yeah.
How many times now have you, you know, opened an email, hey, we got a Zoom meeting today at 11? Or can you Zoom with so-and-so? Or we're going to try to Zoom on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's led to working from home.
Have you guys come around on that yet? I remember early in the pandemic, I was saying, you know, it's not the same as being with your family members, but it's okay.
Working from home?
Zooming? Just Zooming with some. But now you have to do it for business sometimes. But if you do just the personal Zoom with your kids or your parents, you don't like it?
No. to me, it's more distracting than just talking to someone.
Mm. I've liked it. I think I really would have lost my mind if we didn't have that technology.
I don't think I like it because I'm a little self-conscious about always being on the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't necessarily like being on.
And there's something more comfortable about just if you're in a room with your family, that seems okay. But when you're on a camera, it feels like you're being broadcast to the world.
Yes. Yeah. And people can screenshot you. And
yeah.
Yeah, there's that side of it. But
pay attention to your appearance and then be made fun of. Looks like you didn't comb your hair today. Okay. I came on here to connect with you. And
we had a Zoom the other day with our boss, the Catman, our weekly meeting, and I said you looked like Stephen Hawking, Gordo.
Yeah, you were critiquing my appearance.
I was Zoom shaming you, because he was slouched way down in his chair and he had his camera at a funny angle and made it look like he had no shoulders.
Put it this way. I'm glad we have the technology, because we wouldn't have had it 10 years ago, right?
You're right. It's better than nothing, but I don't know that I love it.
It's the next best thing.
It has allowed everybody to work from home, you know, most people to work from home. I'd say, what, 2/3 of people are able to work from home because of the internet, because of Zoom.
Sure.
And you know what? I would say 90% of my friends and family who work from home love it and don't ever want to go back to the way it was.
Yes.
I don't know if mine's that high.
It makes me worried for the future of commercial real estate.
Yes.
As companies are discovering, do we really need to have a big building?
No doubt.
People come to it all the time?
No doubt about that.
I've talked to some, though, that it's starting to kind of drive them crazy just because of the lines of what's work and what's home. You know, there's that side of it, too, where you're not really sure when to put your work down and when your work hours. There's not that divider. And at least with going into an office, you have that divider.
The Pandy has given us a term that I never thought we'd have. Muser's bunker.
Right. Something's gone wrong when
you have a bunker.
When you have a bunker.
Right. Yeah, if we had been told 2 years ago, you will soon be broadcasting for a great length of time from the Muser's bunker, what would we think?
Yeah, oh, bad. My Lord. Bad things were ahead.
Teledoc. You know, I've had appointments with my doctor basically on Zoom, you know, Teledoc or whatever platform you're using. That's something that I think is going to change the future.
Mm-hmm. I've still been going in.
Yeah, I've done that,
too.
I
need to see if I can do more teledocking.
I've done both.
I kind of like the teledocking.
Ooh.
I like docking in general.
Gordon certainly does.
What's docking, George?
Just what Junior said. You meet with your doctor online.
Okay. That's teledocking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what's docking?
When you pull your boat up to the dock.
Also, lifestyle changes. Haven't most of us discovered or rediscovered going for walks?
Yes. Yeah.
We're walking.
The past couple of days have been great for walks.
Yes.
Beautiful weather.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone for more walks in the last 12 months than I had in my previous 50 years combined.
Gosh.
Cooking at home. Restaurants are opening back up, and we've been doing to-go now comfortably for a while, but I think for a long time people rediscovered that.
Yeah.
And then as it applies to the future, I wonder about these two things going forward. Are we going to do away with handshaking?
Question day one last year. We were having this conversation at the Conference USA basketball tournament.
I think it will come back.
I do, too. And hugs.
But it's going to feel weird at first. Heck, I was watching a video last night on the YouTube, and it was a bunch of people that were waiting in line for something, and it just, it was like, it was making me wince seeing all these people close to each other. This is before the pandemic. But just like going, God, we used to live like that? Look at us, herded into a place like cattle, just sharing diseases left and right.
Droplet transmission. You know, I saw a movie the other night, and this must have been made before the pandy, because everybody, they walked into some party and they were all shaking hands. And I thought how strange that looked. Oh. And I haven't seen that in real life in a year.
Looks so wrong now.
And mask wearing going forward, will we be more liberal with our mask wearing?
Yes.
Or I hope people be self-conscious?
Up. I hope we keep up the mask wearing thing.
Yeah, to help out with everything. The flu, cold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And plus, it allows you a little anonymity.
Hey, guys.
See, Anna. I don't think we're going to keep that up. I could see handshakes going away before I could see everybody continuing to wear masks. I think that's going to completely disappear until the next pandy.
I know. Yeah, people don't like the inconvenience of it.
Anyway, we're almost at that one-year anniversary, just thinking of some of the terms and lifestyle changes.
All right, 7:49 on the ticket.